Brooklyn, 7:14 a.m. Russo's hand shook slightly as he poured bourbon into his coffee. Not enough to call it drinking, not enough to stop the dream from sticking. The damn dream again. Same one for weeks now. Flashing lights, blood on his badge, and a woman screaming in a stairwell. And that goddamn door that wouldn't open. His apartment was a second-floor walk-up in Gravesend. Unfurnished except for a busted recliner, two crates of records, and a coffee table he once took from an arson scene. The walls were nicotine yellow. The carpet hadn't been clean since Nixon's first term. He sat with the paper open on his lap, reading without reading. His debts were listed in his head like prayers. $3,500 to Frankie Knuckles Vitelli, $400 to a bookie in Bay Ridge, $200 on the Knicks last week, bad call, $92.70 on his gas bill. And the worst one, he owed Favis. Russo didn't like owing. Not on the street, not on the job. But the last time he tried to play clean, a rookie caught a bullet meant for him. That kind of thing sticks with a guy. There was a knock on the door. Sharp. Two beats, pause, one more. Russo opened it halfway. Safety still latched. Frankie, he said, sighing. Frankie Knuckles Vitelli stood there in a camel hair coat and alligator shoes, even in the August heat. He smiled like a butcher picking his cleaver. You got my money? Nice to see you too. Frankie pushed the door open. Russo didn't stop him. Inside, Frankie looked around with theatrical disgust. Jesus, Frank, I knew you were slipping, but this? You living like a mutt now? Russo lit a smoke, said nothing. Frankie stepped closer. I'm not here to rough you up. Not yet. I came with an offer. I don't want a job, Frank. Too bad, because you're taking it. Tonight. One little favor. Russo exhaled. What kind of favor? Frankie grinned. There's a mountain town asking too many questions. Foreign type. Big nose. Thick accent. Thinks he's going to write a book about organized crime in Brooklyn. Where's he staying? Chelsea Hotel. Russo ran a hand down his face. You want me to scare him?
Just a conversation. Make it clear he's swimming in deep water.
Russo didn't answer right away.
This kind of thing always started small, but then came the real ask.
But $3,500 wasn't going to disappear on its own.